From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's a hypothetical. You are 55 years old or thereabouts, and you've been nominated for a big job, maybe one that entails wearing black robes. And one measure of how you stack up is what you wrote or what you said in 1985. Do you believe the same things that you believed in when you were 30 years old or 35 years old? Well, we're all listening to Judge Samuel Alito on the hot seat before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says his views changed somewhat when he became a judge. And with that in mind, we spoke with a few of his contemporaries, people who were all born in 1950. They work in a variety of other fields, people with all sorts of interests. And we asked them all, have you changed much since you were 35? Have your views changed much? We start with Judy Carter in Los Angeles, who was born in 1950. She performs corporate comedy. A couple of decades ago,
I was an ardent feminist. I thought that the patriarchal society was the problem, and I was pretty extreme. I mean, I wouldn't even clean my house with Mr. Clean. I wouldn't shop at the Good Guys. There were no good guys, and I had a magic act at the time,
mm-hmm.
and in my magic act, I actually did, and now it's time to saw a man in half, and I'd take out this huge electric saber saw, and then I, as my finale, I did an escape from my grandmother's girdle of all the years that we have been enslaved and tied up with, you know, and then the music would come. I'm escaping from this feminine human bondage. I was, you know, I wasn't subtle.
Well, that was then.
That was then.
And what's now?
Well, then I volunteered to work at a battered women's shelter. I was talking to this one woman, and her husband had beat her and her kids. And she was standing there in front of her kids saying, oh, well, I really love him, and, you know, he just doesn't like kids, and I really should have had an abortion. Now, she was saying this in front of her 8-year-old child. And that's when I realized that it wasn't a gender issue. It was a people problem. That changed my whole belief system.
Like Judy Carter, Pat Michaels was born in 1950. His whole belief system has undergone a shift, too. He's now a professor of environmental science at the University of Virginia, and he's a senior fellow at the Libertarian Cato Institute here in Washington, D.C. And life for him a few years back hinged on a completely different worldview.
When I was in graduate school, I encountered an equation known as the energy balance equation. And when you look at it, it seems to indicate that human beings can change the climate rather easily, rather readily. And I thought at the time that that equation was going to be the policy equivalent of E equals MC squared. And then as I looked more and more into this issue, scientifically, I came to the conclusion that there had to be a lot of checks and balances because otherwise we would have never evolved to where we were. I also know as a scientist that the chance that anybody is ultimately really right about something is vanishingly small. And so I have a respect for change in people's opinion because I know how they happen. And, you know, what happens is your experiences in life certainly change passionately held opinions from one side, mm-hmm. perhaps even to another. Do I trust my passionately held belief to hold up for hundreds and hundreds of years? Only a fool would do that. And yet we have people around the world saying that they know, you know, 400 or 500 years from now, what's going to happen. I don't think so.
I'm Arianna Huffington. I'm the editor of the Huffington Post. And when I look back to 1985, I had a very, very different view of the role of government. I believed that the private sector would be able to step up to the plate and deal with the major problems of poverty, of inequalities that our country is facing. I don't believe that anymore.
And Arianna Huffington, too, was born in 1950. So was Carl Rode of Greenwich, Connecticut. He's an entrepreneur and a part-time actor. And when he thinks back a couple of decades, he feels less sure about the world now than he did then.
I used to think I knew a lot, and now I'm a perpetual student. In other words, I found out what I don't know.
What's an opinion that you think you might have held strongly in the 1980s that you've abandoned today or think the opposite of today?
Well, I think there was a wonderful naivete of thinking that the world was going to get better and better and better. But in many ways, it's been a difficult slide.
Hearing about the philosophical journeys that some people who were born in 1950 have taken is, we admit, an arbitrary and frivolous measure of the passages in 55-year-old Judge Samuel Alito's life. So, to our already deeply flawed study, we added one more vector. In Sacramento, we found a man who shares a birth year with Alito and something more. He is Al Ito. He works for the California Department of Toxic Substance Control, and Mr. Al Ito thinks he's changed a bit since the mid-1980s.
Not as aggressive in politics and stuff. Able to listen more, to hear what's happening, rather than trying to put an opinion out right away.
So your years have tempered you a bit?
It's tempered, yes.
Back in the 80s, what kind of opinion might I hear from you more often than I would now?
Well, back in the 80s, you're more looking at the race issue and more of identity, more into the Asian culture. Now that I'm in my 50s, I'm a little more comfortable in what I'm doing.
So that sense of identity politics was more a part of what you were all about?
In that period of time, yes.
Now, just out of curiosity, are we the umpteenth people to notice that you are Mr. Al Ito, just as in the Supreme Court nominee, or are we the first to confront you with this?
Yeah, the first to make that analogy. There are a lot of Al Itos out there.
But we only wanted one born in 1950. We think you may be alone in that class. Well, Mr. Al Ito, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Al Ito of Sacramento, California, and a host of other 50-somethings, all contemporaries of Supreme Court nominee Judge Samuel Alito, on how they and their views have changed in the past 20 years. Thank you.